No, well, not quite like this. You know what I'm saying? not quite like this. You know what I'm saying? So, but every interview that I did kind of bring their own uniqueness. So, and that's what's good about most interviews, especially if it's unique like this one. You know, so
right. Yeah, we all about Waymaker and I talk to Waymaker every day, at least. Sometimes two times, sometimes three, sometimes four times, sometimes five. So you get the idea that I talk to him every day. Now, let me tell you a little bit about me. There's no way in hell I'm going to talk to certain people every day. Mm-hmm. No.
Trust
me. It's because of their energy. You come with a positive energy, I'm interested.
Yeah.
If it's negative, I'm not. With that.
Yeah.
Listen up, girls.
Did we play this before?
Yeah.
Holla at your boy.
Come on. Oh, we did?
I don't do I love cookies. But I love
oh, man, come on.
Tell them, hey.
Oh, we did that. Come on, let's try something else. How about this one? How about this one?
It ain't no way I'm about to sit in
the house
tonight. Yeah, we good.
I'm about to call up my boss.
All right, now.
I'm gonna go grab my car.
Wow. Come to find us some good customers. Waymaker?
And get us some drink.
I like this one too.
Said I'm stepping now. And I'm stepping clean.
This boy's bad.
I'm about to get me a bottle. Cause it's been a long week.
Monday night bad.
Said I'm looking for a lady. Who can get me a
bottle. Like doing the girls, yeah.
Come on.
Let me stand up in it.
You come on.
Bang all night.
So what you drinking tonight, baby?
Baby, oh, what's that no. in your cup? It's that hen off in your oh. cup. Go ahead and pour up,
you didn't say Hennessy, did it?
Turn up.
Oh.
Baby, okay. What's that in your cup?
I thought I heard what I heard.
Say in your cup. Go ahead and pour
up. We're about to turn up.
Said I'm in the mood.
I'm not telling. I'm not even telling.
I need something strong.
It's Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
Take a shot of that crown.
Come on.
Take a shot of that heat.
Man.
We were staying on Friday.
This boy is too bad.
Do it again. So what's up, baby? What's that in your cup?
Come on.
Is that hand off in your cup? Go ahead and pour up.
Tonight.
We're about to turn up. We're about to turn up.
Well, I just want to know.
All my ladies in the building, if you got some in your cup, just pour up. Come on. All my fellas in the building, if you got some in your cup, just baby, what's that in your cup?
Come on.
Hand off in your cup. Go ahead and pour up.
Tonight.
We're about to turn up.
We're about to turn up.
Baby, what's that in your cup? Is that you say in your cup? Go ahead and pour up.
Tonight.
We're about to turn up.
We're about to turn up.
Oh, my. Hey, Jennifer.
One shot of that brown and I'm on go.
No, darling. I'm not going to read your last comment. Not doing it. Jennifer, no, darling. Love you, baby. Love you, darling. Okay, not going to read. even though we're not governed by the FCC, it doesn't matter, Jennifer. Okay. The kids are still up, okay? All right, okay. Let's do this. Man, I'm having a blast. Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
This, like, guess what? All of our shows in some form or fashion always has a good feeling, a good spirit with it, right? Because we want to produce these artists that may be popular in their region, in their area, whatever that is. Okay? But the music to me is so great that we are committed. And you tell them about that.
We are committed that we give not only up and coming artists, because everybody's up and coming depending upon what region you in. So we committed to give you the necessary exposure that we feel as if you need and you desire in this career. And I wish it was more global networks that will give you the opportunity that you're getting right here. So I will really say take advantage of this opportunity, because this is a golden opportunity.
Absolutely.
In Australia or what have you, a lot of people don't know all the A-line artists that we got over here in America. So having said that, Breeze.
Yes, sir.
Every artist that done been on this network, and I'm talking about from Gita Jones, Jason Nay, Sonberg, whoever, Summer Wolf, whoever been on here, and I always tell the people this, is we got a tradition that artists do is sing something a cappella. It doesn't matter what song. It doesn't matter what song. Something a cappella.
What hold on. The first song we played was a song called Country Roots. Mm-hmm. That song comes out January the 5th, and I'm hoping it's going to be a big record for me, so I'll sing something from that one.
There you go. Let's do it.
I'm sorry, say it again?
Yes, sir. We'll take it.
Whenever you start.
Okay, let's see. She don't want no city boy. She want a country man. Cutting up in the square toe boots. A man is good with his hand. She don't want no city boy. She want a country man. Cutting up in the square toe boots. A man is good with his hand. Some little something, y'all. Got a little something from that.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey, bro.
Yes, sir.
I noticed the tonality there. And what really, let me turn my camera. What really surprises me is that you weren't discovered, and you didn't discover yourself until your college years.
Right.
And it built from that. And what I love about you is that not only that, you work at this.
Right.
You work it. I heard you talk about engineering, writing, producing, being involved, and taking one day off. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the formula of creating your own enterprise. It doesn't have to be music.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be music. Like I said, Waymaker and I, we do a show each and every Wednesday called Cultural Excellence. Music. Entertainment, art, education, and business.
Yes.
And what this gentleman has really shared with us is that, wow, this is what it does. That's what success, that's how you really gain true success.
Yeah, bottom up.
True success. Success doesn't mean that one person gave you a ton of money. Son, and I talked about, he's back here.
Breeze. My bad. I keep getting calls, so apologize about that. I got, I
can't remember exactly where you left off at, but so I may try to respond to whatever question just asked. Just ask one more time.
Wow. We talk about it a lot. That's okay. We were talking about true success versus you got a billionaire backing you. And what I love about you is your work ethic.
Right.
And you said you take one day off and then you get back to your craft.
Well, if I get that day off, I do shows. And I've done 48 shows this year, and they all been on a Saturday. Well, most of them been on a Saturday. So, and like, I didn't have a show this weekend, but we was in Houston. So I'm lucky if I get a Saturday off. You know? Yeah. So I leave to go to work on Sunday. I don't come back till Friday. I perform on Saturday.
Yeah,
you know I'm laughing at you, bro, but I'm loving you.
Right,
I love what you do, Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
That's strength.
I absolutely. That tells me somebody committed to what they out there come to on. Accomplish. You know, hills and valleys don't mean nothing when you determine. Exactly. I caught that. Hills and valleys doesn't mean nothing to the town.
Wow.
You feel me? The thing is, you know.
Come on, man.
I try to see it as being just music, man. Because I don't talk about it, but I've been through a lot in my life, and like the stuff that I go through in music ain't nothing compared to what I've been through.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
I was at the show this weekend, and I seen Arthur Young. I'm sure y'all know who Arthur Young is, right?
Yeah.
And all of the success that this man has had, I sat there and watched him. He stopped the show and he started talking about how he had a partially torn MCL. And I don't know if you know what part of the ligament that is, but that's the inside ligament of your knee.
Yeah.
And
he
was basically saying how he had that partially torn MCL, but he was up there, he was still performing. And I had to check myself, and I said, man, that's Arthur Young. That's the guy that has all the success and has been to the top of the mountain and still on top of that mountain. And he's willing to do what he did the other night. Mm. Who am I to say I'm too tired to go to a show? Who am I to say I'm too tired because I've been working all week? Who am I?
Yeah.
You know, so I need to get my butt up and get to work. If he's still doing it in the position he's in, come on now, you know.
Yeah.
Man, I'm enjoying this so much, Waymaker.
Right.
This
brother, he knows what's going on. He absolutely knows what's happening. And I love your honesty.
Yeah.
You know?
And then to me, not saying that he's that young, but at your age, to have that particular mindset and that drive and determination on what it takes to be successful, because what you're telling me is all the things that I have seen people to be successful in.
And look, being if he was running for Congress, I'd vote for him.
Well, you got two votes.
You know. Every now and then we still need that conversation. Somebody that we lost. Well, here's my conversation.
He said, boys, sit down. Let's have a conversation. I know you've been stressed, but you don't know you're in the perfect situation. He said, you're still young. And boy, you're still strong. You're still in your right mind. But it won't be that way.
This is what he told me, y'all.
He said, time won't wait on nobody. Take it from an old man and listen to what I say.
He said, one of these days, one of these days, this will be the good old days. This will be the good old days, and you'll be old and gray.
Big Mel.
I think about the times when me and my grandmother would have conversations when I had no other. She said, I know that you're young, but I'm so proud of you. And don't let life keep you down from the things it'll take you through. But listen here, when you're lonely in the midnight hour, remember trouble don't last always. And one day you'll look back and say,
he said, one of these days, one of these days,
this will
be the good old days. He said, time ain't gone away, cause one day this'll be the good old days, and you'll be old and gray.
I need some answers coming up.
He said, time ain't gonna wait.
Come on,
nobody. Take it from an old man and listen to what I say.
He said, one of these days, one of these days, this'll be the good old days. He said, time ain't gone away, cause one day this'll be the good old. And you'll be old and gray.
Man. Hey, D.A. D.A.
That's
it. What's going on, bro?
Man, what's if I going had to ship you my mic, if I had to ship you my mic, I'd be throwing it through the window right now. I love that stuff.
Look, let me take.
Yeah, I love that.
I figured out a way to save us some money.
Okay, talk to me.
We're going to use AI, artificial intelligence, instead of me breaking these mics here.
Okay.
I'm going to let AI take over, so that means that I don't have to physically destroy our equipment.
Okay.
Fuck. Okay, all right. I'm giving it. Yes, right. Problem solved. Okay, DA.
I got you.
Let's get back to
it. I don't have to worry about shipping it down.
Do you know? No. We use.
Yes, sir. Oh, Lord. I'm tired of talking to that lady in that. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. Do our guests. Hey, bro. I'm sorry, my friend.
Are you good? You good? Hey.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know what? What I love about this. And I'm not going to apologize for anything.
Yeah.
Breeze. Okay. You signed up to come on this show. It was called Monday Night Madness.
You should have known then. With Devin being the waymaker.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah,
man. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, I got tears flowing down my face. And my friend, Mr. Breeze, thank you so much for coming on.
Yes.
You mentioned something about this has been different from any, you said interviews. But see, one thing that the Waymaker and I don't do, we don't do interviews.
Right.
Yes.
We have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
That song you just said, conversation. That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell the audience about your experience here tonight.
It's been a great experience. You know what I'm saying? For me, what a lot of people don't know is I'm an introvert, but I do love to talk. You know what I'm saying? I can sit here and talk to y'all all night. But I've been on song where I feel like I talk too much, man. But for me, man, you know, I love podcasts or shows like this. And right. If you're somebody who enjoys what you're doing and want to get it out there, this is the place to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, especially thank you so much.
Are good at expressing what you want to, what people to know about you.
Right.
This is a great place. This is a great platform to do it.
Hey, you know, Waywicker, also, if you notice, almost put a line under that, almost similar broadcast, they want to bring out the negative.
Yeah. Yeah,
I really want to emphasize that. I really do.
Yeah.
Well, what we do, we want to bring out the positive. Waymaker, brother, absolutely. Please take over.
Yeah, so we that part we don't have no part of. We can't bring joy. We definitely ain't gonna bring no sadness.
Oh, come on.
We definitely ain't gonna ask no trick questions or whatever. Cause we could care less outside of what the industry have given you and the opportunities that has happened to you in this industry in a positive manner. So all that old stuff, we
come
could
on.
Care less. You know, we want to expose the necessary policy stuff to the world.
Right.
Right.
You man.
Know? Yeah. Well, that's what we about.
Like I said about Southern Soul, it's an independent game. And most
come
of the
on,
artists,
man.
Say, like I said, most of the artists are independent. You don't have a lot of people behind you.
Mm.
And I went through another interview where I was saying that I felt like getting into Southern Soul was the perfect time of my life because, and I get a little emotional talking about this, but I feel like you have to be, you have to be the total package to be successful in this game. And a lot of people don't realize that. Mm. They think it may be because of success, a bit more because of talent. It ain't just about talent. It's not just about you can do things on your own. It's just not about you have to have the complete package. And when you on a podcast, you got to understand, I know you're saying about one podcast that may have negativity, but I would say it's less about the podcast and more about the artist. Because if you're an artist and somebody asks you a question, at any given moment, you got to be able to give the right answer, not an answer, but the right answer. The answer you want to give may be correct. It may not be right. So you got to be able to give the right answer. So if somebody may ask me something negative, but I can guarantee you I'm going to give them the right answer. You know?
Hey.
So that's what it's about. You have to be able to handle yourself in any situation. And that's what is going to set you apart from the next artist. You may have an artist that answers wrong. They may respond negatively to a negative answer.
Yeah.
I may respond positive to a negative answer, and guess what? I just moved ahead. That's not just about music. That's not about this. That's just about life. And that's why I say this was the right point in my life. Because you'd have called me 10 years ago.
Yeah,
I was popping off at the mouth so quick. if somebody came to me negative, and I'm gonna respond in a negative way, even if I had to get sick. You know, but I'm at the point in my life where I can't say that I'm always correct and I'm always do things right, because we ain't gonna never be perfect. But at this point, whatever they throw at me, it's already been thrown at me before. That's how it is. But I do love this podcast. And y'all, this has been an amazing podcast. Like I said, I ain't never got emotional on the podcast. But after y'all played that song, the good old days song, you got me in the right spirit because. Go ahead, man. Because I'm getting more emotional.
Okay. Steve, can you stay around just for a few more minutes?
I'm sorry.
Mika! I just love the girl.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy! Waymaker. Hey, you started this.
For a couple of months.
Just keep getting good and good.
The baddest on the planet.
I used to call you daddy.
Come on.
Now your name is just to slow down.
Good.
You used to last an hour, but now there's no more power.
Come on. Hey, wait.
What's up?
Man, look. I think we may have something here.
You think I'm stupid or something?
Man.
Ain't nobody stupid over here, bro.
That bad girl.
You got me all messed up. The other day.
Come on, girl.
When you came in. Mm-hmm. I smelled her perfume. And then you try to lie. Get out.
It's Kool-Aid.
Oh, that's Kool-Aid.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's Kool-Aid. That's what I said. It is what I said. It is.
Oh, it is. Some of them. Yeah.
Oh!
You must be spicy Kool-Aid.
Hey, look. Oh! You don't know. You don't know.
Gave a push to a woman who wasn't even worth it.
Oh.
Now let me get this straight. She don't meet with this woman.
The buzz.
She was here. No, she wasn't.
Monday Night Madness with WBAG. The bad. Hey, do what you gotta do. I don't care.
Ain't no need for you to be a part of that, bro. You made your bed. Now lay in. I don't care to hear your sorry lie.
You apologize
a thousand times. Cause at the end of the day, I'm not tolerating nobody.
Hey, Mr. Do Too Much.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yeah. Mr. Do Too Much, tell them where they can find your music at.
My Lord.
Oh. Hey. Oh.
My Lord.
Hey, where we go? How in the hell did that happen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So.
My Lord.
Hey. Dr. Breeze. You can still talk.
Hey, what? Hey,
go ahead, son.
On all platforms. Breeze.
Come on.
If you type in Mr. Do Too Much, I can guarantee you, this is only place to go. Yeah, I branded myself really well. If y'all type in Breeze Do Too Much, it's called Spotify, Google,
my heart got broke.
Well,
she said, Jack, you're
a joke. You're going to see me stroking that hat.
Yes.
Y'all going to see me.
All right.
That's why
well,
I'm
hey, go ahead.
I'm
hey, guys.
Well, we thank you for being on here tonight, Breeze. Look forward to the next time.
My woman.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye. Thank you all. Have a beautiful
man, oh man, oh man. Hey, Breeze. Love you. D.A. You already know. My man.
All right.
Have a great time, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm copping that now. That's why I'm singing the blues. I'm gonna sing it for you. I'm copping that.
Hey.
Yeah.
No. You hanging with me. WBAN. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Are you serious right now?
I'm stopping Jack, y'all.
How we sell this?
That's why I'm singing the blues.
Let me know, okay?